Horror League Red.
All right, let's start on the sound of music. I just had the massive fear that what if, like, none of this is funny?
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to rethink a lot of things.
If we got to the end of it and was like, I don't think that was funny at all, then we'd just have to not do it for the time being until we rethink our strategy.
Yeah. God, yeah. Pressure.
I know. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Right. Okay, how should we start? Welcome to... Should we have, like, a special name for these episodes? Poorly Read at the Movies?
Yeah. All right, shall I go?
Okay. Oh, let's start. I'm saying something.
Was that Grop coming through there?
No, Grop's like, I'm so excited. No, I just can't hide it.
All right. Hello, patrons, and welcome to the very first episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yes, Poorly Read at the Movies. Or maybe I should do it in my old-timey singing voice.
Yeah.
Poorly Read at the Movies.
Oh, I thought you were going to do like Lee Jordan's like puppet singing voice.
I don't know, Poorly
Read. It's Poorly Read. We're at the movies.
Just like burger fries and smoothies, it's Poorly Read at the Movies. Oh, yeah. God.
So, all right, that's... that's Harry Potter reference number one in our Sound of Music episode.
Oh, God, I'm sure there'll be lots of crossover.
Yes.
Crossing the streams. Yeah. So what magical movie tale are we doing today, Tom?
So today, as I'm sure anyone listening has guessed from from the inevitable title of this episode.
Oh, God, so yeah, we're doing the Sound of Music.
Yeah, keep the variation in that melody.
Yes. The hills are alive with the sound of my fanny.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Squelchy.
Ew. No, but it was, where are they? They're in Austria in the 30s. So what's the 1930s Austrian fanny like? I don't know. I guess like quaint and kind of like lederhosen-y.
Lederhosen-y. Yeah.
Just, you know, carrying like those jugs of milk on its shoulders.
With like the hat with the feather in it.
Yeah.
And huge like pressed up cleavage.
Yeah. Yeah. How weird that a fanny would have cleavage.
Yeah. I mean, I don't make the rules. This is crazy Austrians.
Crazy Austrians in their burning bushes. Right, so yeah, we open on a lovely summer's day, you know, big field on top of a mountain.
Yeah, all the aerial shots of mountains. Which
yeah,
they
back in the day. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, they fucking milk it. They must have had to hire a helicopter to get those shots because drones weren't a thing.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, all of these shots, like, if we heard the like original film, how fucking awfully noisy that'd be.
Yeah.
And then I remember hearing a story once about a dad who, and I'm sure it wasn't true, but I got told it anyway, that a dad went on like a helicopter ride with his daughter. And then when they got off the helicopter, he lifted her up to get out of the helicopter and one of the blades chopped her head off.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, good. And that was the opening of The Sound of Music. It's why we have no sound, just lovely orchestration.
That's how the Von Trapp children's mother went.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that was the opening of the film?
Yeah, Captain Von Trapp and his wife are on their honeymoon. taking a helicopter ride over the Alps.
Oh, Helga, like, oh, isn't it wonderful? Here, let me give you a piggyback. It's like, whoa, shit.
Alas, looks like I'll have to get some sexy governesses now.
But yeah, fucking Maria appears, and she's having a lark, isn't she?
She's having a bloody good old time up there by herself.
What I love is that her idea of escapism is literally running to the top of a mountain and then singing from it. And I thought, how are you not dying of, like, exhaustion at this point? That's a tall hill to climb.
I know.
And there's, like, her makeup's in place, her hair looks fine. I'm like, I don't believe this. I think you got off the helicopter.
I think you killed that woman.
Yeah, you saw Captain on the back of a £5 note and you were like, ah, oh, he's the one for me. Oh, God.
Yes, his face is on money. Apparently.
Of course, he's the king of Austria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Were you not watching the film? So she sings her little song, don't she?
Yeah. Should we try and sing like an auto-tune version?
What? Without an auto-tune?
Yeah.
Go on then.
The hills are at night, sound of music.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is that Drake?
But yeah, then like the bells ring out.
And she's fucking miles away from the Abbey. She goes, oh shit, and runs back down. And like, there's not a building in sight.
Exactly. She just grabs hold of her skirts and like parachutes off the side of the mountain. She like lands back in the Abbey.
Oh, good job. I'm wearing my most, my thickest bloomers.
Yes, they teach paragliding here. If only I had my umbrella for Mary Poppins. And it's like, oh. Actually, has she done Mary Poppins first?
I think Mary Poppins came after this. I could be wrong, though.
Should I quickly Google it? Because I'm actually curious now. Okay, Mary Poppins came out in 64.
Ah.
And Sound of Music came out in 65.
Well, well.
That's so weird. Mary Poppins seems like such a more mature character than Maria. Maybe that's because Julie Andrews is a really good actress.
She is.
She really is, isn't she?
You're a good singer.
Yeah, she could do everything.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she can, she can do the ping pong trick. I was very impressed with that.
Although, should we switch to the past tense?
Now she puts it inside and the ball is never seen again. And she's like, that's my vanishing ping pong trick. And everyone's like,
the ball crumbles to dust.
Yes, now I need to be greased up with margarine first. Like, oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie, stop.
Mrs. Andrew. Yes. Oh, God. So she gets back to the convent and, like, she rushes into, is it into the...
Well, they're all doing the prayers, and I sort of thought, what are they? Is that just daily? Are they just general praying, or like?
I think that's all nuns do is pray, eat, and hide Whoopi Goldberg. So yeah, yeah. I think that's because
they have to be seen to be racially pure, especially in the late 30s.
Yeah. That's okay. This lead paint isn't toxic. Yeah, I think that's what they do, is that they pray, and then they eat, and then they genuflect, and then they pray some more. Yeah, then they go rub one out on the side of their bed frame.
Yeah, and then they have to whip themselves thoroughly for it.
Yeah. Sometimes they save time by whipping themselves as they rub.
Yes.
Then that just, it results in an even deeper climax.
And an even deeper sin.
Yeah. seventh circle of hell for you. And then she comes back and all the nuns like, for fuck's sake.
Well, not before the nuns come up to the Reverend Mother and like, I just can't find Maria.
Yes, where is she? Where is she?
Did you check her bedpost? Are all her flagellation paddles still in place?
Have you checked the larder? Like, why?
Oh, no, I suppose she's still in her 20s at this point, isn't she?
Yes. just as well.
Are the ping pong balls still fully stocked?
Yeah, and then they're all like, oh, what are we going to do about her? And then they go, how do you solve a problem like Maria? And then a nun's like, you shoot her in the back of the head.
And then they're like, oh, well, that was a short song, but an effective one. Thank you. All right, as soon as she reappears, everyone be ready.
Yes, has everyone got their pistols? Yes. All in like little like fancy garter belts and stuff. They like pick them all. Just the image of her like running across the courtyard, all the nuns are trying to shoot her.
Or just running in like oblivious like she does and having a little drink in that fountain, and the nuns are just looking at each other like, just pulling out their shooters.
Also, that fountain, I thought to myself, is like, I just thought it looks like it's like the right height for like a fanny wash.
Yeah. That's where, like, they all have to do it.
Yeah, overnight time they all just like back up onto it and
yeah.
We should have a song for the fanny wash. Okay. We squeeze and we squeeze like we make orange squash. Back up, back up for the fanny wash. And they're all like, hi.
Maybe like this flannel sponge they use to do it is called a flibbity gibbet. That's a word that means Maria.
Oh my god, please can we use that from now on? Fuck you, Lil.
All right, good, because one of my notes was, what the fuck is a flibbity gibbet? So I'm glad we've got that out the way early.
Yes, and Maria's like, what is a flibbity gibbet? And then I was like, well, it's a fally sponge, my dear.
You've never used one, you filthy harlot. Get to the fanny wash now.
She's like, no, I'm only 22 still. I don't need it. She's like, give it time. Give it time and your fanny will be clammy. Fanny clammy. Fanny clammy Susan is what they call me.
When I got a flibbity gibbet for my birthday, I knew they were trying to tell me something.
Yeah, so like she has like a little sit down with Mother Superior, and Mother Superior's like, look, you are clearly not a nun.
Yeah.
I've seen what you've done with your bed frame. You've basically rusted the bronze right off of it.
You know, like how a river erodes stone.
Yes, the way that your gunge erodes metal.
Gunge.
Oh god.
Also, I think being talking about the song, I think being compared to an unholdable moonbeam is an awesome compliment.
Oh my god, that bit of it, I was like, WTF?
Yeah.
Like, what? And it was because they end the song with it as well.
Yeah.
Like, how do you hold a moonbeam in your hand?
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, what the fuck is a moonbeam?
The beam of light from the moon.
Yeah, but there isn't a beam of light.
What do you mean?
Well, there's not a beam. A beam of light has to be like a concentrated beam. There's not a beam of light from the moon. It is just light from the moon.
Well, there's a fuck ton of interlocking beams.
No, I don't buy that. Unless you were in your little like nun hole and there was like a hole in the ceiling. And...
nun hole. I guess you could, if you just have a small window in a room and a beam of light comes through from the moon.
Okay, yeah, I can get on board with that.
How do you hold
it? Also, what kind of twat would be in that room trying to like grab it with their hands?
Well, you couldn't.
So yeah, she's like, look, Captain Von Trapp, he needs a governess, and I've suggested you for the role. And she's like, no, but I don't want to go. And she's like, no, I think it's best. If it's right, God will bring you back to us. If not, you'll die of syphilis. And she's like, okay. Then she packs, and then she does a little courage song.
Yeah, which I really liked.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, if I saw a woman behaving like that on the street, I'd fucking throw a tomato at her. Like, calm down. This is so inappropriate.
Fucking rein it in.
I can't even remember how the song went.
It's a lot of these songs start out really different to how they end up. They're like a journey.
Yeah, they are. They all start off with a bit like, it's quite like contemplative, don't they?
Yeah, and then they sort of launch into the main bit.
Yeah, it always starts off as like, oh, I'm looking at the wall and it hurts because I'm sitting on a bench with splinters. Evidently, there's lots of like, I am going to do a thing and then you are going to do a thing.
Yeah, writing a musical number is an art unto itself.
It really is. I didn't realise how good Rodgers and Hammerstein actually were. But anyway, she fucking packs her guitar, packs her spare pair of knickers, and then goes to the Von Trapp house, which is a fucking gorgeous house.
I know. Like, I still, like, whenever I hear the word mansion, that open initial foyer with the staircases leading off in both directions, that is what I picture when I hear the word mansion.
Oh, God, to live there, what would I do? I'd fucking marry Captain Von Trapp.
Yeah, so would I, probably.
Yeah, we could just create, like, a little, like, I don't know, what's a many-wifed husband called? yeah, she arrives.
Yeah, she arrives and she says, I'm the new governess. And the butler says, and I'm the old butler.
He's got such an attitude problem.
I know, I didn't realise he was, like, one of the fucking Nazi villains.
Yeah, did we, other than the spooky look he gave from the window when they were trying to escape, was there like a defining moment where he said, like, basically, I'm a Nazi?
Not really, but when Rolf turns up for the first time with his telegram, he steps outside and goes, what news? Are there any developments?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, is there any developments? Has Hitler shaved his moustache yet? Like, no, not yet, sir. It's a car. Time will go.
He shaves both the sides off, you see. He chaplains it.
Imagine if Hitler's like, you know, I love the way he uses that stick, and I think if I shave moustache, people take me more seriously.
Yes, you're a very physical performer.
If I walk like a penguin, then maybe the Jews will be less sad. Yeah, we don't want them to be less sad, sir. Oh, no, like, no.
Well, then more I won't sad. Walk like a penguin. It is decided.
The massage will have to suffice.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, so Maria turns up and then Von Trapp comes out in all his sexiness and he's like, you must be the new
governor. Well, she wanders up. The butler tells her to stay there and then she wanders off into a room.
Okay, the ballroom.
Yeah, which is fucking decadent. Everything in there is like gold.
Gold! Can't say that anymore, can we? Gold. Yeah. And I was like, is this house... Like, because how many fucking, like, parties and balls and stuff does a captain, like, have usually?
Yeah, it's way over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like the house that it belonged to, like, royalty at some point, or, like, a duchess or something like that. It's just a bit opulent for what he is. So, yeah, he comes along, and then he's like, you should not go into rooms that you are not supposed to, young lady. And then he... waves his handkerchief in her face. And she's like... Oh.
But Greyfoot was only the handkerchief this time. And she's like, ooh.
She's like, oh, I fell in love with you the moment you threatened to wave your cock and balls in my face.
I'm still waiting.
Oh, you Captain Von Thirst Trap. Ah. Yeah, but
he's a massive bitch at the beginning.
He's so is.
He's like, that dress will have to change.
Yeah. I mean, he's right, but he didn't have to be like...
Yeah. She's like, I can make my own clothes. He's like, well then, I'll make sure you get some material. Today.
I tell you what, use this toilet paper for now, see what you can do. I'll give you an extra tuppence if you make something pretty.
Yes, use this toilet paper. And then let me pour this jug of water over you. And then dance around on this pole.
Yes, here's some PVA glue. oh, look how hard your dress is. Mm. It's like, wow.
I have a thing for crusty tissues, you see.
Your new name shall be Papier. Papier.
The children shall call you Governess Mache. Wait, Fraulein. Fraulein Papier.
Oh my god. So yeah, then he blows a couple of whistles, didn't he?
Oh yeah, the fucking whistles.
Then the annoying kids come marching down the stairs in their little sailor outfits. Yeah. I was like, God.
Yeah, what a sicko.
He's like, ah, oh, you should dress like the boys on my ship. Oh, how I miss them.
Yeah, they are very naval outfits, aren't they?
Yeah, and they all come marching down the stairs and they all step forward and say their names.
Yeah.
Like, my name is Lisa, and I'm a total bitch. And then the other boy's like, I'm Frederick, and I do annoying whistling sounds. Then there's Heimlich, and...
I was about to say Kurtz, because that's like a stereotypical name of that area, but then that's actually what one of them's called.
Oh, my God. Heimlich, Kurtz...
Goering.
Freud
and Einstein. Okay, I can't believe we remembered all of them.
I know. And then he's like, so when you want them, you blow this whistle. Be careful, sometimes dogs come too.
They won't leave you alone for hours.
Yes, especially if you put peanut butter on your crotch. And she's like, excuse me? It's like, ah, oh, don't you worry, Fraulein Mache. Your time will come. she stands up for herself, like, straight away.
Yeah, she does. The way that they, when the captain leaves and she asks them all for, like, help and advice, the way they all, like, approach and, like, surround her, like, school playground bully style, is like, just, it's like, what
it
the fuck?
It drove me nuts, because none of these kids can act.
No, I know. And so... also, I mean, their accents are all over the place.
Yeah!
So he does an English accent. Obviously, Julie Andrews is English.
Yeah.
And then all the kids basically just speak with American accents. Just sort of a little bit posh.
I don't think so. No, I thought, like, all the kids have, like, none of them had American accents.
They sounded like Americans trying to do an English accent to me.
Really? So I thought they sounded like
Austrian. And landing somewhere weirdly in the middle.
I didn't think that at all. To me, they all had like Austrian, Germany accents.
Really?
Yeah, like totally. Were you watching the right film?
Were you?
Yeah, it's this film about five girls and they're in a band and they're like, leaving like a bus and stuff and they go around London and then they have a concert at the Albert Hall at the end, yeah?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
They jump over Tower Bridge at one point.
Yeah.
Do they?
And the one of them's like, no, like that all the time.
But this film's set in the late 30s in Austria, so she won't be around for long.
You will join the Nazis. No. Oh, God.
They put a frog in her pocket.
Yeah.
An actual frog, not some... Usually on this podcast I feel like that would mean something completely different.
Yes, this is what happens when I paint my testicles green and then I slide them up through the bottom.
There it is.
That's good. Yes, it's called a frog in a pocket. And what am I supposed to do with them? Nothing, you just look in horror.
Yeah, like that, there you go. But yeah, oh, I always forget they have these weird like prank,
like, singular. Like, they don't actually do anything else.
Or they put a pine cone on her chair.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. I kind of, like, reimagined that she just gave birth to a pine cone.
Yeah, and like...
She's like, oh, sorry, I sat on a tree earlier, and, you know, it's a very quick turnaround.
Nature will take its course. Trees can't pull out, you know. Yeah, and she fucking guilt trips him about it at the dinner table.
That was so swish, though. She is swish throughout this entire film. There wasn't a single point where I rolled my eyes at Maria.
Yeah, no, she's very straight down the line, doesn't take any shit, isn't she?
Yeah, and I love that. And it's so... She, Julie Andrews, is so convincing. Like, dialogue which would be hard to pull off, she does it with such conviction.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board with it. Her and Christopher Plummer are fucking amazing in this film.
Yeah. We learned that the captain's going to be leaving in the morning to go and visit Baroness Schrader.
Yes, Baroness Schrader. She's a bit of a G, I think. I'm quite on board with her.
I thought you would be. But I don't remember her being really that, like... She has a couple of moments where she is quite villainy.
Villainy, the only villainous bit I thought was when she said that she was going to send the kids to boarding school. Also, the way the Baroness talks, I'm so here for it. Like, everything she says is kind of like this.
Oh, yes,
like,
Georg. Oh,
yes, Georg, why don't you put your gay in my org? Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh dear.
and Rolf delivers the telegram and we get the little conspiratorial chat between him and the butler.
Yeah, so Hitler shaved his mustache. No, I told you no. Yeah. Oh god. Also, Rolf isn't in my memory, he was a very handsome young man, and he's really not in this. He looks kind of like, I don't know. Lisa could do better, I feel.
He looks very typical of... looks how I imagine a Hitler Youth to look.
Although I've never seen the film, I always picture Hitler Youth. Have you ever seen Cabaret?
No.
That's like another kind of like Nazi musical. What is it with all these musicals set in like Nazi times? I guess there's two, that's not that many. Yeah, at the end of that, because I've seen like a clip of the end of that film, and like there's like a little blonde boy singing like the Hitler Youth song and something, so I always imagine it as that.
Rolf's a little blonde boy, just like blown up a little bit.
I guess so, yeah. But yeah, so they have the little pinecone dinner. She sits in a pinecone. She gives birth to a knobbly pinecone.
Yep.
She's like, I shall call you Siegfried. Oh, God, little wooden baby. Yeah, and then she guilt trips all the rest of the kids and stuff. Really, like, impressively, I've got to say.
Yeah, she makes them all cry.
Yeah, because she's like, all of you have been so warm and lovely and give me such a lovely welcome, blah, blah, blah. And they're all like, oh, and they all do, oh, the most, they all do like a kid, that like a kid actor cry.
Yeah, they do.
It's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then Liza's like, excuse me, may I be excused? He's like, oh, you said excuse too many times in that sentence, but okay.
So she excuses herself.
It's like, oh, you excused all over the chair. Like, oh.
Sorry, Rolf's outside. I can't.
Oh, God. I am kind of dry going on very wet. What's going to happen now? Yeah, she goes to like the little garden, like pavilion.
Yeah, she does. And they have a little young lovers song with a scandalous amount of skirt twirling.
But it's very like explicit, the song, I feel.
Is it?
In a way, yeah, in a way that it wouldn't have been at the time, but now when you put all like the heavy handed like euphemism like on it, I was a bit like...
Yeah, well, this is it. It's very much like, you know, your life is an empty page that men will want to write on.
Yeah, I was like...
And all of that. What are they going to use for ink? Yeah. Yeah.
Your vag is an empty page that I was going to write on with my invisible ink. I dip my pen in the inkwell. And I go splosh, 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 splosh.
I mean, you might as well be singing that. But yeah, now that the imagery there is fraught weird, seedy sexual exploitation. But then I think it was very much still the era of that kind of, those kind of advances being seen by society at large as charming, even though they probably made a lot of women feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, because even like the use of like the telegram, she's like, oh, did you not want to give me your telegram yourself? It's like, oh, well, I was going to pop it in your slot, but if you want to unwrap it right here and put it in your mouth. She's like, oh, but then all the writing will get wet. She's like, oh, don't worry. I can dictate it for you.
You might find you like the taste of the ink.
Oh, yes. Let me put my dictate in your mouth. Ah, there we go. Ah.
My Ralph. She's like, I don't know. Whatever are you talking about?
Ah, oh, Ralph in my mouth. Imagine if that's what the song was called. Sorry. I'm just imagining him go like, my love. Imagine my love as a little hard-boiled sweet. And then you pop it in your mouth. And you've got Rolf in your mouth. Rolf in your mouth. And, she's like, and I've got Rolf in my mouth. And then you suck it, but don't swallow.
You hold it in your mouth until the flavor's gone.
If you swallow too soon, it'll block your windpipe.
Imagine just like with being with someone and just like impulsively bursting into a musical number like that.
That'd be my like dream relationship.
Doing the full like dance they do in the little, whatever that little outhouse is called.
Yeah, what is that called? Like a solarium, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not called an outhouse though. That's a different thing.
Yeah. Or is it, dog? Because you've got roping a mouth, roping a mouth. It's just like, oh. Oh, a pine cone.
Yes, I'm part God. Sapling.
Yes, I'm part Edelweiss. Ah. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, so Maria has a little thing in the room. And she's like talking to the housekeeper about, yeah, the housekeeper's like, yeah, so we're going to get you some new curtains and stuff. And Maria's like, well, these ones are fine. And the housekeeper's like, no, no, new curtains.
New curtains. I need to keep myself busy.
And then they say that she says, like, yeah, like they've had so many governesses and, but the captain's going to be gone for maybe a month because he needs to visit the Baroness.
Yeah, she asks if the captain can give her some material for the children's play clothes. And she's like, no, the children don't play. They march.
Yeah, and I was like, God, what a fucking joyless household.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole deal, isn't it?
Yeah, and it kind of changes very quickly at one point. And I'm like, this is bizarre. But anyway. And then Maria's sort of fluffing her bed. And then fucking Liesl comes in through the window.
While she's praying, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. She's like, dear God, please rescue me from this awful household. I hate everyone here. If you're not careful, I'll set fire to it in their sleep.
Especially the oldest daughter.
Yes.
She's a hungry little wench if ever I knew one. She's got someone in her mouth.
She'll have a gun in her mouth.
And I remembered that Liesl had to, like, climb up, had to, like, scale the building to get there, because I always remember the line, Louisa can do it with a whole jar of spiders in her hand.
Oh, and, like, God.
One, fuck off. And two, so I was watching, and she very clearly walks up to the window, like on the ground, just walks up to the window from outside really? and climbs in. Yeah.
I didn't notice. I'm going to go back and watch that, mate. I'm like interested to see. Fucking hell. Everything is so like labored from that girl. Like all the kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Maria's like, oh, do you know what? I won't tell your dad. Just go and get bathed and pampered and talked and stuff. And then...
yeah, that's sweet out of your mouth.
yeah. Then come back here and I'll roll you in feathers. No, she gives her like a dress to wear. And then there's a lightning storm and all the kids run in.
Yeah.
And then the next day, yeah. You know, they sing the favorite things song.
Yeah.
And it's a bit bizarre what her favorite things are, really.
It is a little bit, isn't it? It's almost like they were there just to be sort of lyrically pleasing.
Yeah, she should have been like, I like a biscuit that's covered in hummus. And
yeah, doorbells.
Yes. And what's that, like something covered in sashes?
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Yeah, why is that her favourite thing?
Maybe Maria's not being honest with herself.
I'll tell you what gets my fanny quite wet. It's a bunch of girls in blue satin sash. Yeah. And everyone's like, that's not the words to the song. She's like, no, 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 no.
It's my song.
Blue satin sashes. I like it when men come on all my eyelashes.
Yes.
Glue me together so I cannot see. Oh god, and all the kids are like, this isn't what we signed up for.
should we just go and wait out the thunderstorm in our rooms? Yeah. And then
also, sorry, go on.
I was going to cut to the next scene, but if you've still got something to say about this scene, go ahead.
No, not this scene, just in general. There was not enough material for her to make all of those clothes.
No, right?
Yeah, there was like two lots of curtains in her room, maybe three. So that's not enough material. Because when you have to cut things out of the fabric, there's a lot that has to go to waste because of the shapes you have to cut.
Yeah.
She didn't have enough material for that.
Some of the kids are very little.
That's true. She should have just cut holes in potato sacks and gave each of them one of those.
Yeah. Player clothes. Like, I told you I could make my own clothes.
You should all have different potato names now. You'll be called Spud. You'll be called Fry.
King Edward.
And you, my little friend, should be called Wedge. So yeah, it's Maria's day out. Also, can we rename this film Maria and the Nazis?
Yes, done. Decided. Gabble, gabble.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we fucking cut to the like Do Re Mi song, basically.
Yeah, they all seem very happy, like very quickly. There's not like an adjustment period for them. They seem to just get on board with her almost straight away.
Yeah, they do. But I think they are all quite, like, they're not totally brainwashed and like obeying commands and strict and disciplined like the captain sort of wants them to be. They are quite mischievous and quite free spirited anyway, just behind the captain's back.
I guess so, yeah.
So I wonder if they just sort of, don't know, just saw an opportunity and seized it.
I think like the dinner scene where she guilt trips him is maybe more sort of integral than we sort of give it credit for.
Yeah.
I think that was the...
Broke some boundaries between them.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, she's pretty cool, isn't she, really?
Yeah, she made us cry.
She's all right, isn't she? Yeah, she's a good pine cone. So yeah, they all go to the market and they look at fruit and touch it and then do things with it.
And then put it back.
Yeah. she tries to juggle and I'm like, that was pointless.
Yeah, it's just her being fun.
Yeah. Julie was like, look, I've been learning it all over the summer. We're going to have it in the film. My director's like, fine, juggle those tomatoes. yeah, then they run up a hill and then they have a picnic and then they sing the Do Re Mi song.
Yeah, they do.
Mr. Von Trapp. I want like a nickname for him.
Thirst Trap.
It's too many T's. I feel like I'm going to struggle to get that out in one go.
Yeah. Thirsty.
Too many T's. Thirsty.
Captain Thirsty.
Captain Thirsty. Oh,
he does drink from many cups.
He does, fucking hell. And yeah, he arrives back with Baroness Thatcher, and with their companion friend. I don't really know what he does.
Well, he's the one who runs the music festival.
Yeah, but what is his connection to the Von Trapps?
Oh, yeah. So, well,
he's not just a friend. He's like a...
They call him Uncle Max, don't they?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe they've just been friends since they were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not... Yeah, it must be that. So they arrive back in the car. And I love when you see old movies when they do, like, the green screen of the background, where it's just, like, the projected image that they put the car in front of.
Yeah.
So, because it's just so funny, because they're all pretending to drive, and there's not a single bit of wind going through any of their hair or anything like that. And they're all just like, ha, 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 like, rocking back and forth. But yeah, they see the fucking trees, like, filled with their kids.
Yeah. Like, and just, like, some just some local urchins. Wait.
Yeah, Marie's like, yeah, see, we need fruit for tonight's dessert. And I'm not going to pick them. So...
You've not been utilising your children fully, Captain. Could be fulfilling all sorts of functions.
They've got such nimble fingers. You see. But yeah, and then so the captain and what's her name? I keep wanting to say the captain and Tennille arrive back. And do you know who the captain and Tennille are?
Nope.
Anyway, so yeah, Maria and the kids arrive on the boat.
Also, he's carrying around like a riding crop.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's... Or maybe that was... They were using that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does fit in with his whole vibe, which makes me think it was probably a perfectly normal thing back then. But, like, it seems weird.
Yeah, because what would you be striking with it?
Yeah, I don't know. It reminded me of, like... Maybe it's a military thing, because it reminded me of, like, a drill sergeant walking around with his, like, riding crop down, like, behind his back.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he just brings it to impress her.
Yeah, it's got to be
like
it.
If you like the size of my riding crop.
You'll be very disappointed with the size of everything else.
Like, my penis is so small, it goes backwards. Like, what?
She's like, well, my vagina is so large, it protrudes. We were made for each other, Georg.
Also, what a fucking name.
Georg.
Georg, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's George, but German.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. Is it spelled the same?
Without the E on the end.
Right. I literally had it as G-A-Y-O-R-G. I was like, what a fucking name. Yeah. He's like, yes, I'll be a very popular website in the future.
Yeah. Just put a little dot between my name.
It's like, I can put two dots in between your name. He's like, oh.
Well, then it will be an invalid URL.
She's like, don't worry, I'm sure you can find my server.
He's like, ah, oh, your understanding of technology is misguided, but I like your style.
She's like, what's technology?
He's like, here, play with my riding crop. Ask no more questions.
Yeah, it's like telephones, but super fast. Do they even have a telephone? I don't think they do. They only have telegrams, right?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'm sure they telephones definitely existed at that point.
They do, because when Maria and the captain get back from their honeymoon, the captain comes and pulls the Nazi flag off the front of his mansion.
Yeah.
Max comes back with the kids, and you can hear them all in the background where the captain and Max are going off to have their little serious conversation. You can hear the kids in the background saying, why didn't you telephone? And Maria saying, oh, we tried, but we couldn't get through.
Yeah, we tried, but we realised that we didn't have one.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been invented yet, you stupid cunt.
Yes, I put my thumb and my little finger to my face and went boop, 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 but nothing happened. Oh, God. So, yeah, then Maria and the kids arrive in the boat, and then they fall off the boat and get soggy.
Although, the captain sees Rolf throwing stones at a window.
What, before this?
Yeah.
But why is he throwing stones at the window if Liesl's not there?
Well, he doesn't know Liesl's not there.
Oh, he's trying is it Liesl or Liesl?
Liesl.
What, with an L at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. That's how she says it, anyway.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Liesl.
Oh, okay, I thought it was Liesl. I think I was just correcting it in my brain because Liesl sounds stupid.
Yeah. hate foreigners.
Oh, God.
I mean, I am a skinhead now.
Yeah, Tom has shaved his head, like, completely.
Yeah.
And it suits him, so whatever rhetoric he starts preaching now.
You all have to listen.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm growing out my beard, so I look more ethnic than ever, so.
Yes, I'm looking more like a neo-Nazi. Gifton's trying to look more like a terrorist. this scene where they all come back in the boat, this was one of the scenes that was talked about in their like Oprah reunion.
Oh yeah,
because the little kid Gretel couldn't swim.
Oh shit. Okay.
And they said to Julie Andrews, like the director, was like, okay, so this like Gretel, well, I don't know what the actress's name is, Gretel, can't swim, so just if you can just make sure you like fall out the front of the boat and just get to her as quickly as possible when you fall out. So she was like, shit, okay. But then if you watch the scene, the boat was like tipping and they didn't really have any control and she fell straight over the back of it.
Oh shit.
And she was like, I have never swam in such a panic trying to get round to the front of that boat stop this little girl from drowning. And then the actress who played Greta was like, yeah, I swallowed a lot of water.
That's fucking ill. Shit, my health and safety of the 60s. I know. Sides of a hole. So yeah, like the captain's like, get in line. What are you playing at? You bunch of twats. Go get dry.
Yeah. And then he fucking tells Maria to get down on your knees.
Yeah, she's gonna have some cap in your mouth. And she's like,
how's this for a thirst trap?
Yeah, it's not in front of the Baroness. She's like, no, it's completely fine. It's okay, I'll record it on my little camera machine.
she gets out like a 10-foot by 10-foot machine. Yeah.
She puts like the cloth over her head, yeah, and like starts winding it. Oh God. But yeah, like it says that she's fired and then she does she like ignore him or
No, she goes inside and then he just sort of like he and the Baroness stay outside and then they hear singing.
Oh yeah.
And he's No,
I don't think she does go inside. He hears the singing and then
he's sent the Baroness inside. And he's outside alone with Maria.
Yes.
And he says, go pack your bags. I want you gone. And then they hear singing. And he's like, what's that? And Maria's like, I think it's singing. And he's like, yes, I know
that's
it's singing.
The sound of music.
That's Maria and the Nazis.
So yeah, they go inside and they're playing guitar and singing the sound of music.
Yeah, they're singing for the Baroness.
Yes. And Von Trapp is like overtaken by emotion and fucking like runs in there, rips off his shirt and joins in.
Yeah.
And all the kids are like, this is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were kind of doing a thing here.
And then the song ends and he's like, oh, everything I've ever done is wrong and I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, wow. Oh, God.
Yeah, basically. And then he sees Maria and then he's like, no, please. Oh yeah, the kids and the captain have a little group hug. And then he sees Maria and he's like, no, please, I behaved poorly.
And Maria's like, oh, it's okay, just pay me an extra margarine. And he's like, whatever for? She's like, well,
back at the Abbey, you see.
Back at the Abbey, I got a little bit crabby, and so I got a little bit dry. I put some margarine on, and then I sang a song, and then I could slip and slide. And it's like, oh, what a beautiful singing voice you have. You should sing at my party. She's like, what party? He's like, the party. I'm going to throw one for the Baroness.
For the Baroness. For the what? For the Baroness.
when the Baroness is like, oh, a party just for me. How unusual. He's like, oh, Baroness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, time ticks over and the party happens.
Yeah, although we get a couple of... We get the goat herd song.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that bit because it was so dumb. Like, the song was great, but it's, like, incidents was just fucking... I was like, why the fuck are they doing this? And first of all, let's not pretend like these children are operating those puppets. No.
Like... I know. These kids pick up skills so quickly. Liesl learnt the guitar in, like, a day.
Oh, good. She's like, yes, under Nazi occupation, you have to learn things fast, you see. Like, ah, I'm sure Hitler will love a puppet show. What I did like, though, is that after the show finished, there was like a little explanation as to it's like why it happened.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, like, did they didn't make this.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Look at how many puppets there are.
Yeah. See, I liked that they were like, oh, so Uncle Blitzkrieg, whatever your name is. Oh, God. Yes, can we please keep the puppet show? And he's like, of course. Why do you think I got it brought here?
Why do you think I sent the bill to your father?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. So I appreciated that.
Yes, me too. And then they come outside and Max is like, I found an act for the folk festival.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, because he made his mind up very quickly about them.
Mm.
I guess he's a businessman. He ain't got time to wait.
Time is money.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I've found an act. I'll give you a hint. There's seven of them.
They're all in the same. A family.
They work in a mine. Like, what? They shelter a princess. Like, what? She bites into an apple.
They each have names to describe their temperament. They whistle while they work out.
Yes. It's the Jacksons. Like, oh, wow.
Oh, I don't think that's appropriate in the current political climate. Yes. We'll go with the Osmonds instead.
I doubt they'll be let across the border.
Yeah.
Tell you what, let's dunk them in flour first. And then...
Okay, Oak, how about one of your toilet paper and papier-mâché dresses?
Oh, God. And how about we change the song I Want You Back to Nazi Back? There we go. Nazi Back. Yeah. Nazi Back. Oh, baby, give me one more chance to take over your country. Oh, my God. Wow.
So now cut to party.
Yeah, party. P-A-R-T.
Why?
Oh, God, see, everyone's dressed to the fucking nines.
Yes.
There's a lot of people there. He must have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I mean, he's a decorated war hero.
That's true. I feel like that doesn't, like, that sort of entourage doesn't exist anymore, though.
No, maybe not. Also, I don't feel like even like a decorated naval captain would be that wealthy.
Yeah, he must be like generationally wealthy. I think that's probably where a lot of his friends are from.
Yeah.
Like old-timey money friends. Because look at the way they're all dressed. That's not a poor lot of people.
No.
They're all in like ball gowns and things like that.
Yes, it's a rich person party.
Yeah, a rapati, as they call it.
A rati.
That's an excellent name. Oh, God. So, yeah, they're all dancing to shitty music. And then Maria and the kids are in the garden.
Yeah, doing a little... Well, I forget what the dance is called.
It's called the Macarena Talk.
Of course.
Yeah, and then the captain comes out and he's like, no, 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 you do it like this.
Yes, get out of the way, you stupid child.
Yeah, and he grabs Maria and then he hoists her up and they do some swing dancing.
Yes, and he gets all covered in margarine.
He's like, oh, you can... Oh, God. I was trying to make a joke about, do you know when you get your head stuck in between railings so you put margarine on the inside? But I couldn't get to it fast enough. And yeah, they have a little moment and then Maria fucking falls in love.
Yeah. She's like, your face is all red. Oh, is it?
Oh, sorry, it's an allergic reaction. I could die in 20 seconds. Yeah. Someone get my EpiPen. I mean, the Baroness is like, this pen, and holds it up, and then throws it over the wall. They're like, no!
Just gives her the sass face, like, mm-hmm.
Yes, I bet now you're feeling sad when the bee stings.
Yeah. Then we get the bit where, oh yeah, because they invite Maria to join the party, and then she goes upstairs to change, and Baroness comes up to help her.
Yeah. Maria's like, oh, I don't know what to have. And she's like, oh, I tell you what, why don't you put on that little number that you had the other day? The captain couldn't keep his eyes off of you.
You know, the paper mache one?
Yes, you know, the crotchless one. You know, the one with two red circles painted over your nipples? Like, no.
Yeah. Like... Oh, well, let me make it for you.
Have you got any glue? No, but I've got a horse. That will do. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, let's just tear up a bedsheet and put that around you. I'm sure you'd look ravishing. And she does, she tears up the bedsheet, just puts it over her like a fucking tail, and then just puts like clown circles on her face and like a big smile. Like, there you go, you look wonderful.
Oh, wait, wait. Gets her red lipstick out and just draws over the nipples, like. Perfect.
Hold on a minute. And then she spits on her hand and fucking messes up her hair. She's like, ah, oh, perfect. You've never looked so beautiful.
Captain won't be able to keep his eyes off you.
And neither will anyone else. But yeah, then Emery's like, what do you mean can't keep his eyes off of me? She's like, oh, don't tell me you haven't noticed. Every time you flutter those eyelashes and you bend over and you spread margarine on your palate.
He always has to resist the temptation to slip something in there.
A penis or a slice of bread, who knows?
Or a slice of bread. Yeah. Talk about thumbing it in.
And then Maria's like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, bloody hell.
And she's like, see, I can tell that you're in love with him. And he thinks that he's in love with you too.
So you better fuck off.
Yes. I tell you what, I'll give you a unicycle. Take that and go as far as you can. When you can go no further, just jump in the water. Maria's like, and then what? She's like, once you're in international water, you've got no concern of mine.
Good luck trying to get back into the country.
I've taken your passport, you see. Oh, God. And then Maria's like, okay, well, do me a favor. And the Baroness is like, anything. And she's like, don't tell anyone about this. And she's like, of course not. I wouldn't dare to. And then she slips out of the room. Yeah, and then Maria makes like a quick exit.
Yeah, it leaves a little note on the table. That's the word. I was going to say dresser, but like it's not a dresser.
There is a name for those weird like hallway table things.
Yeah, I can't think of what it is, so I went with table.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is in essence, right?
Yes.
Maybe she ties it to a balloon and floats that into the party. And then hopes that the captain takes it first.
Yeah.
Maybe she put it like a message in a bottle.
Yeah, because she's like, I need the most straightforward way of getting this message to him.
Maybe she went and bought a little pig, then tied the note to the pig, and then let the pig run loose in the party. And I was like, catch that pig!
Yeah. You need to get to Captain Von Trapp, do you hear me?
He's like, yeah, and then fucking intermission.
Yes, intermission. I guess
I... Yeah, Tom had never seen this before. And I only knew of it because I'd seen it on... I've got a DVD of The King and I in which they do it. And it's like a proper, like, intermission. The word intermission comes up on the screen and then there's a whole, like little
20-minute
like,
score.
Yeah, and then it goes back into the film.
Yeah,
and
it's like
wow.
the film has an interval.
Yeah, because I think back in the old days, most films did have an interval.
I mean, it is a long film.
Yeah, so it makes sense. I mean, I would quite like an intermission in films these days. That'd be quite nice.
Yeah.
I could go and pee and then come back, get a snack.
Yeah, we do have very efficient pause buttons, though.
That's true. I don't even go to a cinema anymore. It's a waste of time. Right, so that brings us to the end of part one of our Sound of Music extravaganza. I was trying to weave the word Nazi into that. Extravaganzi, I guess.
Extravaganzi.
Extravaganzi is good.
It sounds Italian. Extravaganzi.
Extravaganzi. That's when you have a party for people that you hate. Oh god, so yeah, join us in a fortnight, I guess, for the second part of Sound of Music.
Yes,
stay tuned for the upcoming second part of our Sound of Music extravaganza.
Yes, and I guess we don't need to go over all the social media stuff because if you're Patreon subscribers, we assume you already know that.
Yes, and if you don't, then I was going to say go fuck yourself, but I don't want you to do
no,
that.
No, we appreciate you very much.
Yes, please don't leave us. All right, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And
Georg's been Georg.